Gold prices continued their record-breaking surge on Wednesday, defying analysts' expectations of a market correction, as both domestic and international rates reached new all-time highs. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APISA, the price of gold per tola in Pakistan soared by 8,600 rupees in a single day, settling at a historic high of 348,000 rupees. Similarly, the rate for 10 grams rose by 7,373 rupees, to close at 298,353 rupees. The international prices for Pakistan also saw a notable jump, with gold prices climbing $86 during the day to reach a record $3,310 per ounce, inclusive of a $20 premium. Commenting on the development, Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, said gold continued its upward momentum, touching a record high of $3,319, before slightly retreating to $3,318. Today's rally wasn't driven by any fresh news, particularly from the U.S. side. Rather, it's a continuation of a multi-day bullish trend, he noted, adding that lingering concerns around the global trade war remain an underlying factor. Agar further cautioned that while there might still be room for another $25 upside, the market is approaching technically overbought territory. Once that threshold is hit, a correction of $100-$150 can be expected, he said. On Tuesday, gold per tola had already climbed by 600 rupees to close at 339,400 rupees, highlighting the persistent demand and bullish sentiment in the market. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee posted a slight gain against the US dollar on Wednesday, appreciating by 0.04% in the interbank market. By the close of trade, the rupee settled at 280.46, up by 11 paise from the previous day's closing rate of 280.57. On the global front, the US dollar held on to a modest rebound, as investors paused after several weeks of heavy selling, with markets steadying ahead of further developments in US trade negotiations. Moreover, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, raised a total of 1.225 trillion rupees through two separate auctions held on April 16, 2025. In the Pakistan Investment Bond, Floating Rate, PFL, semi-annual auction, SBP raised 260.83 billion rupees, with 67.62 billion rupees from 5-year bonds and 193.21 billion rupees from 10-year bonds. Notably, all bids for the 2-year bonds were rejected. In the market treasury bills, MTBs, auction, SBP raised 964.63 billion rupees across various tenors. The breakdown included 284.38 billion rupees from 1-month bills, 135.02 billion rupees from 3-month bills, 76.24 billion rupees from 6-month bills, and 469 billion rupees from 12-month bills. Combining both auctions, the central bank mobilized a substantial amount to meet government financing needs, reflecting investor confidence in Pakistan's short and medium-term debt instruments.